The Mosiwatunya gold coin, named after Victoria Falls, Africa's largest waterfall, has gone on sale in Zimbabwe. Central bank officials say the 22-carat coin will help protect people's savings against inflation, which hit more than 191% in June.
There is no other better product that can be used as a store of value other than gold. And therefore, it means that we do respect the people of Zimbabwe. We know what you've been going through in terms of the fear factor of losing value. And therefore, we are providing this gold coin, so a genuine gold coin, to ensure that at least you will save and you invest there.
The price of the coins will be determined by the international market rate for a gram of gold, plus 5% for the cost of producing the coin.
If this works as intended, we expect a significant reduction in inflation, because this product is being introduced at a time where the country's reserve bank has hiked the interest rate to a historic high of 200%.
At the time of the launch on Monday, one coin cost $1,824. Buyers can convert the coin into cash and trade it locally or abroad.
The gold coins might benefit some exporters and a few Zimbabweans with cash, but many people here can't afford them. In some cases, families are skipping meals and buying food items in smaller quantities because they are struggling.
Buying even one gold coin is impossible for these pensioners. They've been waiting for hours outside a bank to collect their pension of just around $16. To put that in perspective, that's fewer than 10 loaves of bread here.
I can't buy enough food. Public transport is expensive. Life is hard here.
Zimbabwe's government wants the gold coins to reduce demand of the US dollar and stabilize the economy. All Zimbabweans can do is wait and see if this latest intervention by the central bank works. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Harare.